Now, for those of you who just stay home, DVD sales appear to be picking up this summer after experiencing the first drop since the advent of video a quarter century ago. Hollywood is looking for new ways to get you to buy more DVDs. One proven incentive is offering bonus features like deleted scenes, director's cuts, behind-the-scenes extras, and alternate endings. Let's choose the one where we finish with Beth Accomando of member station KPBS.
Directors and studios have always fought over how a movie should end. The U.S. release of Neil Marshall's new horror film, The Descent, has a different ending from the movie that screened in Britain. The U.S. version snips off the final minute, changing the fate of one of the characters. This means a sequel is now possible, and the DVD will likely boast the original ending. But Neil Marshall claims he wasn't forced to change the ending by the film's U.S. distributor, Lionsgate. He initially went with an ambiguous, bleaker ending, but says that in the back of his mind, he always toyed with an alternate one that delivered a more primal shock. Marshall showed the bleaker ending to English audiences, but says it split them down the middle.
Some people loved it, some people hated it. And I thought, given almost a second chance with the U.S. release, let's just try it the other way around, see how that works. And that was it. Just from a filmmaker's point of view, it's a pretty rare opportunity. Because, you know, it's this pointless being precious about it. I have the other ending.
The Descent is not the first film to be released in theaters with multiple endings. 28 Days Later was released with one ending in 2003. And shortly afterwards, filmmakers released it again with a different ending. The 1985 film Clue was released in theaters with three different endings simultaneously.
All right, who done it?
They all did it.
But if you want to know who killed Mr. Boddy, I did. In the hall, with the revolver.
Audiences didn't know which surprise ending they would see, and the studio hoped that would prompt people to pay to see the movie more than once. Los Angeles-based entertainment reporter Tom McLean says that alternate endings are frequently about maximizing profits.
One of the more famous instances was, I think, Fatal Attraction, where they ended up changing the ending after they tested it in front of an audience. So I think there's always been alternate endings. I think DVD just sort of allows people to, you know, for the first time, be able to really sort of see them on a lot of different films.
New technology allows DVDs to go one step further. Take last month's release of Final Destination 3, in which viewers have seven chances to change the plot.
Would you save innocent strangers from their final destination? At several key points, you will be asked to make a decision with mortal consequences. Use your remote to select an option, then choose their fate.
Tom McLean thinks this is more a novelty than a trend.
It's the technology that kind of allows you to do this, and it's not the first such DVD to use that kind of technology. There's been a number that have used what's called branching technology, where, you know, an icon will pop up on the screen and you can divert to some behind-the-scenes material or, you know, determine sort of where you're going to go next on the DVD.
That technology was successfully used and marketed on the DVDs for The Matrix and X-Men, both of which have the kind of dedicated fan base that wants to explore different ways of experiencing those films. DVDs also allow consumers to see how films could have ended. Kevin Smith's original Clerks had a completely different ending that audiences only got to see on the DVD. Smith discussed it on one of the disc's bonus features.
Okay, here it is, the thing that kind of made the movie what it is today, the original ending of the film, where something very out of the ordinary and out of character for this film happens, and a large debt of gratitude is due to John Pearson for the wise advice, the sage-like advice, to cut this ending.
What, did you forget something? Oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
If Smith had not listened to his friend and sometime producer John Pearson, we probably wouldn't be seeing Clerks 2 this summer. Entertainment reporter Tom McLean says anything cut from a movie can now be used to sell a DVD.
So the different versions can still be sort of preserved for the people who want to see them, but, you know, if the official version is shorter and allows the opportunity for a sequel, then that's a decision that I think each filmmaker and each studio has to make.
So British filmmaker Neil Marshall may have made the artistic decision to truncate his film The Descent. But his distributor is certainly pleased that the new ending could boost DVD sales and make a sequel much more viable. But Tom McLean says the new technology also allows filmmakers like George Lucas to revisit their work.
The special editions and the different versions of Star Wars all sort of stem from his own sort of creative frustrations with the films not being done the first time the way that he wanted them to be done, and now he's able to sort of go back and use the modern technology to kind of tweak them. And, of course, at the same time, you get another release of these extremely popular movies and another DVD edition, and, you know, that's all very good business as well.
George Lucas will be releasing yet another DVD version of his Star Wars trilogy next month. This time, it'll be the films as they originally appeared in theaters before Lucas tweaked them for subsequent releases. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.